Welcome to Winnipeg, Randy.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good to be here.
Always nice to come to Winnipeg.
Familiar rink for you.
Yeah. No, it's you know, obviously a big one tonight for our group, and you know, kind of sets a bit of a stage for our break and everything. But you know, it's an important one. Obviously, our last time against these guys went our way, and we know that you know, Winnipeg's going to be ready for us.
Another loss last night after a good start. What's the key for you guys tonight against the Jets?
Well, again, you know, against good teams, teams that are going well at this time, you have to play sound hockey. We have to play a smart road game, and we have to sustain it throughout the whole night. Here we go. You know, we're going in large parts of the game, playing some good, smart hockey, and then we'll have a little bit of a cramp there, and ends up when you have good teams, they end up capitalizing. So we have to be good for the entire night, and I think we can be.
Both teams are different than that October 9th battle. Do you take anything from that game that you guys won into tonight against this team?
Well, I think just the fact that, you know, they are different, and Winnipeg is going well right now at this time. They have some momentum. We're on a different beat right now, and you know, we want to get our game going in a more positive way. So it's hard work starting from the beginning, and you know, I think that's really where we're at right now. So baby steps. We have to take that first one. We have to get our play where we're more direct to the net. We're you know, willing to pay prices here, and you know, for the most part, we have had much of our group playing that game. It's the few that are unwilling at this time to play the right way. So we have to have everybody on board here tonight against a good Winnipeg team.
Is that close, getting everybody on board?
I think we're close. I think we're, you know, it comes down to the little things, but you know, we have a good group. We have a committed group, and we've shown it from time to time. So it has to be more consistent. That's all I'm saying.
Randy, has that been for a little while now, or is it just more recent?
No, I think it's been for too long. I think if it's a couple of games, it's too long. But it's been for a little bit longer than that. And, you know, I think, you know, we have to have, you know, more players on board playing the right way for consistent pieces of time. So, you know, it's a tough game. And, you know, it can come down to one or two plays at the end of a night. You know, we know that it's a game of mistakes. Obviously, there's going to be mistakes, but you have to limit those mistakes.
Is there enough accountability, do you think, amongst the players right now within that room?
Well, they have to be accountable to each other, but we also have to be accountable to them. So I think it's twofold. And, you know, that's what we're working towards. We're trying to find that accountability. And, you know, we are a little bit younger in areas, but, you know, that should provide us with the enthusiasm and things we need, you know, energy-wise. So we're not afraid of making mistakes through good, hard, honest play. That happens. And but if it's uninspired play and guys that just won't listen, then you know, it's not acceptable. So that's kind of how I look at accountability.
Losing is frustrating, but when you add in everything else that's going on around with the language and stuff, is it more frustrating to you now that you've gotten this opportunity?
I'm not even concerned with that. I mean, those are stories that I haven't even read or looked at or thought about. I have enough on my plate with the group we have, and we're just trying to win some hockey games.
But doesn't that undermine your authority in some ways when this kind of stuff is going on in the background?
Well, I'm not reading those articles or listening to that kind of media, I guess. So, no, it may be going on, and you know, I only know of it because I get the odd positive comment from a stranger or you know, somebody within who's close to me. But you know, I'm not reading those articles. I'm not thinking about those things at this time, and you know, those things will take care of itself. But you know, I'm really focused on the group we have right here.
Even the guys here that know you in Winnipeg, Logan and Ron Hainsey, they say they feel for you. You're in a tough spot.
Yeah, well, hey, it's a tough league. You know, we've got a lot of good teams in this league, and we're one of them. And right now we're not playing our best. So if we can start playing our best, then we'll be right there.
Who do you go to for advice on that?
We have a good coaching staff here. We have a good group. You know, obviously, it's a great organization there, and you know, I think we have plenty of people that are here to help, and, you know, it's a concerted effort to try and get this thing going the right way.
It's supposed to be a dream job to be a head coach in this league. Does it feel like a dream?
It still is, but it hasn't felt like it yet. But, you know, I think a few wins always feel much better, and I think confidence is built through that, and but it takes a lot of effort.
Brandon, you coached in the American League as an assistant and then as a head coach. Did all the right things to build an elite hockey coaching resume at that level, and then you get into this situation. Is just the losses, does that take the joy out of what should be, you know, the happiest moment for you? Or does this, I know you don't see, you don't read the stuff, but you are aware of the stuff going on. Does that take some of the joy of this supposed to be great moment?
Well, obviously we're not enjoying ourselves as much as we can. I think there's still lots to be you know, grateful for, and we appreciate you know, the effort. I think, you know, if we can get going in the right direction, then it's going to make it that much more satisfying, you know, coming from where we've come. You know, I think you know, I'm just this is about gaining experience and learning to some degree. You learn, you know, from every experience. So you know, it's just part of the process here. So you know, I look at it that way. I think we've got plenty of help. This isn't about one guy, certainly, and it's not about one guy in that room either. So it's about a team.
And PK said that he needs to step up and play better, especially for a number of minutes that he's logging. Where do you need to see his game improve right now?
Just in simplifying his work, I think. There's a few others in the same category, but you know, he's a young guy, plays with enthusiasm. He adds a lot to our group, and there are so many positives. But you know, the little things are what can complicate his play, I think. And you know, once he just steps back to a more simpler role, and you know, and there's, you know, I can mention his name with a few others that are in exactly the same category, but that's what the game is all about, and that's why we have our system in place, that when those mistakes are made, we have somebody covering up for those little mistakes.
Can it be difficult to simplify? I mean, when the team's struggling the way that he is, especially as a young guy, can that inclination be to try to do too much?
Too much, yeah. That's a natural thing, I think, and that may be part of the problem, I think. But, you know, most important, we're stressing getting on the same page and, you know, not taking it all on your shoulders. I think it's spread out. The responsibilities are about, you know, giving something to everybody and having a little bit of pride in what you do and the role you take. And, you know, I think that's where we have to be.
Are guys still confident?
Well, we could be more confident. We're not as confident as we would like to be, but I think, you know, just getting back on that path of winning, finding our winning ways. I think, you know, you end up your chest is, you know, a little more upright and your head is high, and, you know, I think that's what winning does for you. To, you know, it brings that confidence out in you, and you've got to have that to kind of move forward. So we're working towards it. I think it's a process that everybody has to go through, but I think in the end, I think it'll be much more worth it than you know, then you know, we see this process going forward, and it's a difficult time, but we're going to get through it.